With that, are any joys and concerns and praises you might have this morning? Sandra.
My cousin, Amanda Fox, her husband, I don't know what his name is. I don't remember what his name is. He found out that he had bone cancer.
Oh, wow.
So they did surgery right away. And they took 10 inches of his femur.
Mm.
And they took a partial part of his hip out to get all the cancer. And he's already up. They already have him up walking.
Awesome.
He just had the surgery this week. I don't remember what day.
What's his first name?
I don't remember what his first name is. I haven't met him.
Yeah.
But good. It's Amanda's new husband. They just got married not too long ago. And but they already, I talked to my cousin to find out what was going on, and she said they already have him up walking around.
Amazing.
So
modern medical technology is awesome. Anybody else this morning? Tina.
I praise our friend Odie that we've been praying for. He got a liver last week.
Hallelujah.
He got out of intensive care yesterday. He's in a regular room and he's up walking around and eating food. And Pastor got to go by and visit with him because he was on the same in the same building that Judy was in. So it's been really wonderful to get texts from him. It's just God's good.
Amen.
It's a miracle. God's good.
That whole section of what they call the South Tower is all cancer related. Different floors for different things, different strokes for different people, I guess. But he was down on the fourth floor. I was blessed to be able to go down. But he is, you never know about people. We say, well, maybe he's not a person of faith. Well, everybody's a person of faith. I don't care who they are. But I know he don't like organized religion type of thing. So when I went down, and you have to call to see if they'll let you in. And so I called and I told them who I was and who I wanted to see. And I waited and I waited and nobody came back to the door. So I picked up the phone, being impatient as I am. I said, this is Chaplain Brown. Yeah, we know. Just be patient. And I'm thinking, So after a while, here comes the nurse to the door. And he said, he don't want to see you. I said, well, that's okay. That's all right. I understand. Just tell me that I bring love and prayers from Tallahassee through Tina Crowder Oaks, which is his employer. He looked at me kind of funny. He said, okay. So he left. After a while, he came back. He said, okay, come on in. And we had a good little visit. And it was good. I didn't try to lead him into prayer or salvation or anything. I just let him know that my wife's up on the seventh floor. I come home on the weekend, and if he needs anything to be brought from Tallahassee, I'd be happy to bring it to him. And we left it at that. But I think he sent you a text, right? And he said, Tina tricked me. That was great. Yes, ma'am.
Continuing prayers for our transition. We still don't know where we're going yet. So,
well, you're among a lot of people. I don't know where I'm going.
Well, we don't know where we're going to be too. Let me rephrase that. And traveling mercies for Jessica and Joanna. Joanna's grandfather passed, and she's in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what his name is.
You're not a very good prayer warrior. You're supposed to write all this
stuff. I have all the paperwork and the house, and I didn't write it down to bring it here. But Joanna's grandfather died, and Jessica took off and went with her and did the driving and helped her get everything set up and with the hotel and so that they could all go because there was some financial issues, but Jessica said, get your butt in the car, we're not going to let you starve, and you're going, as your grandfather.
Well, hear our prayers this morning, Lord.